last day of June already. I have a question. Do you dare to be vulnerable? To share your deepest thoughts, your worries and your fantasies, your turn-ons and offs? How can you be more vulnerable on 5D dating? Showing a different side of you. Not being afraid what other people will think. I did this with a post on Facebook and Instagram. Got really great reactions from people who recognize themselves in my struggles. If you really knew me. If you really knew me, you would know that I had a near-death experience with my birth during an emergency cesarean section. I used to be very shy and insecure. I felt very alone as an only child. I've always missed my father in my life, and he's no longer understanding me as a man, a conspiracy theorist. I've always had boyfriends and moved from one relationship to another. I always wondered what I came here to do on earth. It took me more than 5 years to become pregnant and went through the entire medical process. Finally, I'm proud mother of three, aged 13, 13, and almost 8 years. I've been an entrepreneur for over 17 years and really struggle enormously with the balance between being there for my children and making money. I like to have a lot of people around me, but prefer to be alone. Next to my mother, I live now in a studio and sleep in the living room. My three kids have the only bedroom. My mother is seriously ill, and I help her daily with the laundry, the garbage, the garden, and I make juices and salads. The past year I've been very tired and exhausted, and now I almost finished with an 8-week parasite cure. I'm a consultant on Medium Chat and I help people with their questions about love and life. I teach dance workshops for women, and you can book me as a dancing hostess. After 13 years, I'm no longer so enthusiastic about my company, Miss Natural Lifestyle, but also don't feel like selling it. I want to put my full attention and focus on 5D dating, and preferably no longer want to do business alone. I have bad luck with cars the last 2 years, and often have to go to the garage. I haven't paid health insurance for 3 years now, and my mother worries about that. About everything. I only see my twins of 13 every other weekend and I miss them. But I'm very grateful that I can share the upbringing with their father and his group. The hard drive of my computer has already crashed twice and I have lost all my documents, photos and videos from before 2021. I can cook and enjoy delicious food, but I don't have a vegetable garden. But have many plants and flowers. When I'm sad or feel a void, I go shopping. I don't crave, so that's why I stay slim. I drink a few glasses of wine almost every day, scroll all over Telegram for alternative news and funny memes. I'm dating every now and then when I see someone nice. I fall for younger men. I'm not divorced officially yet. I want to make a world tour with an awareness circus and a professional team. I quickly make connections and recognize patterns. Finding it hard to finish something. Good is good enough. I like to know where I stand, what agreements to be fulfilled. I have a cat named Ziggy, who catches a mouse every day and is outside all night. Occasionally, I work at a bar or restaurant to earn extra money. I believe in extraterrestrials and that we humans are a project and that I am here from the future. I will experience openly multidimensional contact in this lifetime. I have a house full of colors everywhere. I love the sun, beach and the sea and dream of a beach house. I sleep with my knees up. I've never been on a ski holiday. My favorite colors are light blue, yellow and mint green. I don't save for my pension. I like to perform and dance with my wings. And I don't see successful as being wealthy. I want to be carried by the universe. I don't like games, only cards and the Rubik's Cube with my kids. I'm taking acting classes. I want to make a theater show. I'm a projector 2-4 and have to wait for the invitation. And not to initiate everything myself. Really tricky. I'm deconditioning. I can't stand injustice and always will speak out. My freedom is the most important thing. If you want to know more about me, feel free to ask your question. And now it's time to take your profile and answer the question. If you really knew me, you would know that. Meet your new tribe members. Our tribe is growing steady. Really nice to see so many awake souls on 5D Date. We had some problems with uploading of profile photos, but this is fixed now. Please make sure to use a real photo of yourself. That's way more personal. I check every profile myself to make sure we keep the tribe with real people. But still, also on my platform, the dark can be active. So should you come across a profile that is suspicious or are you being harassed, then know that you can flag this profile. To do this, go to the More button and choose Flag so that we can then access the profile. To be every Saturday is in our 5D Cafe. From 5 till 6 p.m. I will be your host and you're invited. This online meeting is for anyone who wants to connect with like-minded souls. We talk about daily topics and create time to connect with each other. And when you join, you have a chance to win a 1 month free One Love membership. Make sure your webcam is turned on so we can see your pretty face. And don't worry, we won't record this meeting. This is a free event for all members of 5D Dating. Hope to see you Saturday. Connect with your high vibe energy tribe. Welcome to 5D Dating, the Age of Aquarius community platform for awake souls, starseeds, lightworkers, game changers, and all earth angels. We offer you a safe place where you can connect with like-minded souls. Meet your cosmic brothers and sisters who shine bright to help humanity rise during the Great Awakening.